Joining me live over the phone this morning is Lexi Weber, the Executive Director of the Arts Council. Lexi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate your time as always. And the update from the Arts Council, some big things coming up. None bigger than next weekend, Dynolite on Saturday the 30th. Coming right down to it. Tell us about Dynolite.
Dynolite is going to be so much fun. I'm really excited to take my family to it. It's a glow-in-the-dark performance. It's a play with dance and music. It will just be a really great event for the whole family. It'll be at the high school auditorium on Saturday, March 30th at 7. So if you're sticking around for spring break, this is just such a great thing that you can do with your family. It will be $15 for adults, $7 for students, and tickets are available on our website and also at the door.
You know, you mentioned sticking around for spring break. Look, it's not till Saturday night, right? And so maybe come home a little early, just a little bit early, because I was looking at this at Dynolite online and looking at some of their videos. This is a cool show. It's unique. It's entertaining, and people are going to love this.
Yes, very unique.
So check it out. And again, next Saturday, March 30th, tickets available at starvalleyarts.org for Dynolite. Lexi Weber with the Star Valley Arts Council on the phone this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Let's look ahead a little bit, Lexi. You have another event happening, a couple of events actually in April.
Yes, we do. So the first one is Trebelle. It's a musical trio comprised of a pianist, violinist, and cellist. They have come here before, and they were really well received, and they were excited to come back. We're excited to host them. This specific show is called Scenes of Green, and it's music inspired by spring, youth, and melodies of Ireland. So I'm really excited about that. It will be on Saturday, April 30th at 7 p.m., and this one is going to be at the Ford Theater. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased online or at the door.
That's awesome. That's another great, unique show happening in Star Valley with the Arts Council. Tell us about the painting workshop that's on the way next month as well.
Yeah, so we had our first painting workshop at the 1st of March, and it was really, really great. The students had great things to say about it. We all learned so much from being there, and the students just kept saying, when can we do this again? I can't wait to learn more. So the same professional artist is coming back in April. This will be April 19th and 20th. And instead, we're going to do it in the Lower Valley this time. The location is going to be at the town hall of the Star Valley Ranch. They've got this really nice open room in the upstairs of that building that they're going to allow us to use. And I think that'll be so great. The cost is the same as last time. It's $250, and you can register for that mostly on our website for that one.
And it sounds like those that attended this on the last go around a couple of weeks ago, it sounds like it was well worth the value. It was well received.
Absolutely. This is a lot less than he normally charges for his painting workshops. Because he does quite a few. He travels around to do these workshops, but he loves Star Valley so much, and he has a definite interest in our arts program, trying to help us grow. And so he is giving a discount to help the Arts Council and help people around here. It's just so great. We appreciate his support so much.
Yeah, very cool. Is there a limited number of space available? Or do people need to register in advance then?
Well, we absolutely want them to register in advance because it helps us plan. The further in advance, the better. But we are lucky to have this room because it is so much bigger than the room we used last time, and we can fill that room. I mean, there's space for everybody. So
excellent. Again, that's happening with the next round painting workshop, April 19th to 20th. More details as always online at starvalleyarts.org. And Lexi, last time we talked, you announced the play coming to this year's Children's Summer Theater. Another good one. Tell us about it. What's happening in June?
Yeah, we just want to quickly mention it so that people can get it on their calendars, and we can talk more about it in coming months. But this year we're musical junior. Tina Crowther is leading it this year, and she read over the script and just thought it was so clever and cute. And it's all these different Dr. Seuss characters that come together for this for this play. The Cat in the Hat is there, and Horton, and all these different. It's really great. So auditions will be held on Wednesday, June 5th from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock at the Ford Theater. And practices will be from 10 a.m. to noon every day, 6 days a week, for 3 weeks, with performances on June 27th, 28th, and 29th. So this is another one where there's a lot of information that you need to read about. It's on our website. You can also register on our website, which is new this year. Usually people would just show up at auditions, and that's still okay. But if you register in advance, it just gives us a better idea of how many to plan.
Excellent. Seussical Junior. I love it. That's happening in June, and that will take place again at the Afton Ford Theater, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. All the details at starvalleyarts.org. But again, Dynolite, next Saturday, March 30th. Get those tickets at online, and we hope to see everybody there at Star Valley High School next Saturday for that event. Lexi, appreciate your time as always.
Yes, thank you.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.